record this meeting. If anybody would like to have a copy of it later as well. There will be time for questions at the end. You can put those in the chat, or you can put those in during the webinar as well. Katie, will you keep an eye out just in case any questions come through the chat as well?
Absolutely.
Thank you. All right. So without further ado, welcome. Let's see. We're going to go ahead and get started today. This meeting should not take the entire hour, but we're more than happy to stay on for the entire hour and answer any questions y'all might have in relation to the program, either of the programs. We've got people on for Olean Walker and people on for PAV. So we're more than happy to stay on the entire time and answer any questions, but we don't anticipate that we'll take up your whole hour. So we're going to be going over some PAV policy updates and then also ongoing developer meetings that are going to be occurring for the Olean Walker board as well as PAV. So as far as the private activity bond program, I don't know how many of you were able to tune into our last meeting on Wednesday last week, where we talked about the board passed some policy updates. So this is an ongoing thing that's occurring now. Many of you will remember how last year we had a big policy implementation, where we implemented a cohesive policy manual for the program. And so this is just part of that policy plan to do an annual update every year. So all these changes, let's see, all these changes for these policies are effective January 1, 2024. And so anybody who is looking at applying in our January 2024 meeting will be scored by the updated policy and scoring. So we're sending out, I'll let you all know once our website has been updated with all the changes. But that website update should be live soon so that you guys can all have it. And in the meantime, if you would like the updated policy manual, please feel more than free to reach out to me and I can send that to you on an individual level as well. And then just a reminder for anybody who is looking at applying to our January meeting that those applications are due November 16th of this year. So some of the more impactful policy changes that the board did approve this year was the approved allocation calendar. So this has been up for debate before, especially after, if you'll remember with me, last year, the Utah legislature actually changed the statute for PAB, which allowed any boards to relinquish any unallocated amounts if they're the ones who kind of have the dibs for that amount at any point throughout the year. So this was in specific for the Utah Board of Higher Education, which has the student loan allocation pool, which is quite a large pool. And so they're now able, based on that legislation from last year, they're now able to relinquish that at any point throughout the year. So that amount for this year was $133 million, whereas multifamily, the amount that was set aside for multifamily, according to our statute, was $48 million. So adding in that $133 million really makes quite a large difference for our projects. But the statute also left it up to the board's discretion on when that would happen throughout the year, leaving our development community kind of in lurch on when that would occur and when they should plan to apply to the board in order to kind of be able to apply when the most allocation was available. So the board chose to put that in policy this year for when that will occur. So We've been working with the Utah Board of Higher Education to have their allocation relinquished in December of this year. So that allocation will be available for the board, the PAB board, to reallocate in our January meeting. So, and that's now in policy as well. So in our January meeting, all of that student loan allocation will be moved and made available to multifamily projects. So this is a great opportunity for you guys. I know development doesn't happen at just one point in the year. But this is going to be a great opportunity for you guys to kind of plan out your year accordingly, knowing that the largest bulk of allocation will be available in January's meeting. The board wants to get this allocation up and out as soon as possible, as readily as possible, so that we can get our affordable housing projects kicked off and going. And then, just as a reminder, according to our statute, in July, 50% of unallocated cap from exempt facilities and manufacturing accounts will also be made available to multifamily projects. And then in October, all remaining amounts from exempt facilities, manufacturing, and multifamily will roll into the pool account. So those are going to be your three big dates throughout the year of when allocation will be available, with January being the largest amount. All right. And then there were also some scoring changes that occurred. So one is that the bond per individual served amount has been expanded. If you've applied to the program before, you'll know that this is our only blind score item. So essentially we go by HUD standards. So if you have there's a calculation essentially depending on the size of the unit. If it's a studio, one bedroom, two bedroom, et cetera, for how many individuals that can serve. And so we go by that definition, and then we take your total bond amount, that is requested, and divide that by those individuals served. Before, you only received points if you scored in the lowest four ratios. We've expanded that so that if you score in the lowest 10 ratios, you're getting points for that. The purpose of this is to kind of ensure that we can spread more points and try to eliminate as many ties as possible throughout all of our applications. And then the board also instituted a minimum point threshold of 217 points. Quite exact. We went through with our scoring working group of board members and kind of talked about and looked at the scoring, looked at what should be minimum for when applications are submitted. What we also looked at was kind of the outstanding amount of where we would like to see project score, and that's kind of somewhere above 500. For like a really, really outstanding project. But the board is not a computer program. It's a board. That's why it's there, to have the discretion to allocate to those projects that maybe aren't reaching that outstanding threshold, but still are valuable projects that have a high likelihood to benefit a community. So, there's a minimum point threshold of 211, and that's the only threshold that was instituted for that. And then we also added one more scoring change, that is that your project must qualify for 4% LIHTC through UHC's QAP. So this is done in order to keep UHC and PAB on the same page, so that if you're coming to us to PAB to receive allocation, you also need to be ready to go before UHC's board as well and also receive your approval for the 4% LIHTC. So this is what it looks like, and there's And this page, this checklist, is also going to be up on our website, and it's also in our policy manual. But these are UHC's threshold items in their QAP. So you will have to meet all of these items, not at the time of application, but after. You'll have, it's best to meet it at the time of application, but this will just be a disqualifying item, not a threshold item. So technically, it doesn't need to be met until you have your applicant review committee meeting with staff. And then you'll have your 3 business days after that meeting to get any additional information to staff. And so if there's items that are left out of your LIHTC threshold checklist, so if there's items left out of there, you can include those in that update that happens 3 business days after your applicant review committee meeting with staff. So you'll have a couple weeks after submission to technically meet it, but just try to meet it at the time of submission. So with that, there were some other little bits and pieces of changes that happened. Most of them were, kind of more along the lines of grammar or, just implementing new, like, public policy items. But those are the most impactful changes for PAB. So, like I said, I didn't think this would take very long. So that's the PAB policy update. And if anybody has any questions about that, please go ahead, throw those in the chat, and we'll do our best to answer those. And then we also have some ongoing Olene Walker PAB developer meetings that are going to start occurring after the Olene Walker board meetings occur. And so these are much more geared towards Olene Walker projects that receive approval, but PAB applicants will also be invited if they would like to attend those meetings. They'll be there for that. But I'm going to turn the time over to Dan Murphy, who's the program manager for Olene Walker, to go over kind of what those meetings will entail.
Hey, so I'm here. The intent is just to make sure that any hiccups that may come up with both the application and post-application process, that we can just iron those out before they become problematic. And so what we'll do is, for anyone who has applied for Olene Walker, is we'll just meet with them specifically on their individual project, just make sure that it is board ready. And then after the board meetings, we will meet with them just, again, to go over what the terms that were agreed upon, what the expectations are, and then just kind of the next steps. So that way, hopefully, again, we're just helping the developers have a successful project, and then also just identifying things before they become an issue.
Thank you, Dan. Does anybody have any questions regarding any of those items that we've talked about today? You can raise your hand, you can throw it in the chat, whatever you want. Well, I'll stay on for the next 5 minutes in case anybody does have any questions that they might just be typing up right now. But that is everything that we're covering today. Those are the updates for the PAB program policy, and then as well as those ongoing Olene Walker PAB board or developer meetings. So if anybody has any questions, like I said, oh, looks like we've got a hand up. I'm going to allow Dan Ackerman to talk.
Oh, sorry. It just said that the chat was disabled, and I had just kind of a long complimentary comment.
Okay. So, well, you are more than welcome to just say that instead of typing it.
Thank you. Oh, sure, sure.
The chat was disabled.
Well, I appreciate the brevity and the yet very specific on the changes. I do have some questions on sort of the bond dollars per person served. I don't know much about that. Is it newly blind or was it always blind?
So this has always been a blind scoring item. But it used to be bonds per unit. We changed it last year to bonds per individual serve.
Oh, yeah. Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Perfect. And if you want to answer a second, I can pull up exactly what that says in our scoring.
Well, I think I understand, and I think that's a great move, obviously.
Good. Yeah. So we're quite happy with it. Let's see. Can you see my screen?
Yes, yes.
With the bedrooms and number of individuals served?
Yeah, and this really helps, as especially kind of downtown Salt Lake, mm-hmm. starting to emphasize more, you know, under the caption of family housing downtown. So this really helps a lot.
For sure. For sure. Well, and that's also one thing that we wanted to take into consideration with this mm-hmm. is that no matter the unit size, what it really matters is how many people you're serving, whether yeah. it's family housing or whether it's studio apartments. So.
Yeah, and those do look like kind of the standard HUD occupancy numbers. Some housing authorities are allowed to adjust those a little bit per bedroom.
For sure.
But that's very fantastic. Thanks.
Good. All right. Any other questions?
McKenna, I have one. This is Brian.
Hey, Brian.
So in case there was anybody that walked in late, how will this recording be made available?
So I can post this recording to the public notice website, or if anybody would like to reach out to me, I can also send them the recording as well. All right. Anybody else like to raise their hand, ask any questions before we end? Okay, well, with that, you guys are more than welcome to leave. I'll stay on for another 5 minutes in case anybody gets any ideas or any questions that come to their mind. So I'll be on until 2:25, but you guys are more than welcome to leave. Thanks for coming today.